Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Peace be with you. Good morning to everyone. This coming week we will celebrate the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord in the Temple. It's a feast that has been dedicated for several years by St. John Paul II to those in consecrated life. So since we could not come together today, we will certainly remember and mention those in consecrated life, so many of them in our parishes, in our diocese, and the sisters here in the front row and others represent them. Also consecrated lay people, which is a new phenomenon in the church, but also we want to remember and recognize all of them as well. My sisters and brothers, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Grant us, Lord our God, that we may honor you with all our mind and love everyone in truth of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to all the people, saying, "A prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up for you from among your own kin. To him you shall listen. This is exactly what you requested of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, 'Let us not again hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire any more, lest we die.' And the Lord said to me, 'This was well said. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their kin, and will put my words into his mouth. He shall tell them all that I command him. Whoever will not listen to my words, which he speaks in my name, I myself will make him answer for it. But if a prophet presumes to speak in my name, an oracle that I have not commanded him to speak, or speaks in the name of other gods, he shall die.'" The word of the Lord.
Reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I should like you to be free of anxieties. An unmarried man is anxious about the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But a married man is anxious about things of the world, how he may please his wife, and he is divided. An unmarried woman or a virgin is anxious about the things of the Lord, so that she may be holy in both body and spirit. A married woman, on the other hand, is anxious about things of the world, how she may please her husband. I'm telling you this for your own benefit, not to impose a restraint upon you, but for the sake of propriety and adherence to the Lord without distraction. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Then they came to Capernaum. On the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning again, everyone, and to those listening by radio or watching television or streaming, we greet all of you and presume spiritually that you are here with us. Also to the sisters and all those in consecrated life today, it is a special greeting and a special thank you to you for your vocation and your presence in the church and especially here in the Diocese of Corpus Christi. As you know, every year we gather the religious of the diocese who are able to come and to be here, and they usually fill up that whole section, but I told Sister Gloria I don't think that's wise this year. So I think many are watching on television, but I do want to name the different congregations that are present in the diocese and to recognize them in a special way. I've done this by memory, so if I miss someone, please forgive me. So we want to recognize the priests, brothers, and sisters of the Society of Our Lady, the Most Holy Trinity, the Incarnate Word Sisters, the Schoenstatt Sisters, the Sisters of the Holy Spirit of Perpetual Adoration, we know them as the Pink Sisters, Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament, who are here in the front, the Sisters of St. Anne, Sisters of St. Mark, of St. John, the missionary Sisters of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Pax Christi Sisters, the missionary daughters of the Most Pure Virgin Mary, the Dominican Sisters, the missionaries of Christ's Charity, and the Sisters for Community. I also want to recognize the consecrated Virgin in the diocese, the Regnum Christi members, and also the members of the Focolare movement, lay people who are also consecrated in vows. So to each one of you, and if I missed one or two, I'm very sorry about that, but to each one of you, our deep gratitude, not only for what you do, but for your presence. And that presence affects all of us in ways that we probably don't always appreciate and understand. I always think of, you know, what if all of these sisters, brothers, and priests were not here? That's when we would miss them. So today we thank you for your response to God's call to you and to serve in the diocese. The unclean spirit cried out to Jesus in the gospel today, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" Perhaps that's a question for many, many people today. What does Jesus have to do with me? Yeah, I'm here on Sundays, or maybe I'm not here on Sundays, or maybe I don't even believe. But what does Jesus have to do with me? It can be a haunting question. It can also be a very freeing question. It can be a question, when answered, to fill our life, to liberate our life. He has everything to do with our life. Because Jesus, as we just celebrated recently in grand fashion, is the incarnate Word of God. He is God's last word to us. He is the fullness of all that we hope for, of all that the prophets before his birth longed for, prophesied about. He is the fulfillment of our lives. He is God's presence in our world today. Not 2,000 years ago only, but today. He is present today. Harden not your hearts if you hear his voice today. Do not harden your hearts, meaning do not ignore him. Do not blame him. Do not go on living as if he has nothing to do with your life. Do not harden our hearts. When we look at the gospel reading today, we hear that beautiful entry in that, we don't know what the speech was that Jesus gave in the synagogue, but when he spoke in the flesh, in the synagogue, all were amazed. There was talking going on in the synagogue all day long, every day. People went there to pray, to listen to the scribes who interpreted the law, to speak. But after Jesus spoke, they said, "We have never heard anything like this." They were amazed. When I read those words, I think even in my own prayer, in my own time of reading the Word of God, am I amazed by those words? What I find difficult to understand today, why even we as Christians debate within ourselves and in groups what Jesus says. Well, if he was only living here now, he wouldn't have said that. He doesn't know where our life is about. Yes, he does. He knows all about us. Maybe we don't know ourselves, but he knows every inch and experience of our life. It's when we're not docile to the Holy Spirit, we cannot hear him. We listen to other voices. We allow ourselves to be influenced by other channels of information and less by his. In the Old Testament, the prophets, as we hear in the book of Deuteronomy today, longed for God to speak. We just read, I think, last week, Samuel, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." An openness, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and the book of Hebrews quotes God saying, "I will plant my word in you. I will give you my spirit." The truth of God lives in us. And through our baptism, it is present there, alive, God's life. The words of Jesus illumine what's already in us. We're not gods, but God so loves each one of us that his life is in us. And if we truly receive Jesus as God's word, the fullness of that word, it opens. One of the greatest effects of the Word of God is that it sets us free. Many times when we think of religion, or, you know, we go back to what we may have experienced in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and you know what I'm talking about, in a certain school, and so-and-so said so-and-so, and we may have come out thinking we were enslaved. But the Word of God frees us, not to do what we want in that sense, but frees me to be myself, to be who I am. When we really listen to the Word of God and do it, it frees us. I always use the example when Jesus speaks of forgiveness, of mercy. When we harden ourselves to that reality, because I am hurt, we are enchained. We are prisoners to ourselves, to our anger. His words, forgive 70 times, 7 times, can easily be resisted. Easily be resisted. And in that, we become hard. Instead, to have the courage and the wisdom to do it, to change our attitude against a someone or a group of people, frees us. Frees us to do what? Frees us to love. Frees us in that sense, as Jesus tells us, to be God. To put the divinity, the divine, inside of us. Not to be left locked up in our human spirit, which can easily grow hard. The demons that can grow inside of us as those that approach Jesus today. The words of Jesus, the simplest ones, when lived out, can free us. How can we live this during these days? We know what we're going through. We see all the reports, some more inflammatory than others. We're looking for the wise. Some people have lost jobs, tragically, still suffering from that. Children in schools, in a different type of pattern of education. Families hurting, not seeing loved ones. A little story, I have very good friends, and they both contracted the disease, and the husband wrote me yesterday, and he said, I dropped Mary off at the hospital yesterday. And I went, dropped her off? I mean, you're her husband. Then I realized he can't go in. How tragic. This is what we're living through, and more and more and more. Each one of us has our own story. And there are all sorts of feelings and sentiments and ideas what we can do. If we really listen and adhere to the gospel, we can go through all the emotions. That's not evil. That's not wrong. But maybe we should also be fair and say in a simple prayer this week, each time we feel those things happening, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Do not let me harden my heart. Do not let me give in to despair. Do not let me give in to anger. Do not let me give in to blaming others. Help me to be like you, as your son. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And perhaps we will hear in our hearts him say, have more faith. Believe in me. I've calmed the waters. I can calm the waters in your life. Do not despair. Trust. Whatever it is, because we hear this word every Sunday and perhaps read it at home. Let's not let the words of truth escape us, but to be planted in the very core of our being, because that's the truth. That's what frees us. That's what helps us understand, and that's what helps us not to harden our hearts, but to be free. Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. And rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear friends, the Lord Jesus is the eternal Word of God and our shepherd, and we are his people. With confidence now, let us turn to him with our needs and petitions.
For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and our Bishop Michael, and all priests, that they be witnesses to God's saving love and continue to preach and teach the truth of the gospel. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, that they may listen to the true prophets among us and seek to build a world of unity, peace, and justice. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick of our parish, that our prayers and God's grace will bring them healing and strength. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those consecrated to God by the vows of chastity, poverty, and obedience, that they may seek to live their baptismal promises more intensely and have the grace to preserve in their commitment to the Lord and serve with open hearts and willing spirits. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all Catholic school teachers throughout our diocese, as we begin National Catholic Schools Week, may they be blessed and strengthened as they strive to help students develop their unique gifts and talents. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us gathered here and those who join us at home, may the Lord sow seeds that bear much fruit in the building of his kingdom on earth. We pray to the Lord. For our loved ones who have died, in a special way, Alonzo Lani Armaraz, Reynaldo Ira Sr., Kanan Alegria, Ruben Gonzalez Jr., Noeb Caleb Ortiz, Julian Reyna, Hector Cantu, and also for Joe E. Gonzalez, Victor Guajardo, Maria Soledad Hernandez, Adelina Morales, Leo Rios III, Dora Perez, Guadalupe Campos, Robert Villegas, Tony Perez, and Sebastian Harris. And all those who have died due to complications of the COVID-19 virus, may they come to experience the fullness of God's kingdom We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for our intentions, we now offer in the silence of our hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Eternal Father, all life comes from you. You are the source of truth. You are the source of all good. Hear our prayers today as we gather in faith. We are confident in your love. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O Lord, we bring to your altar these offerings of our service. Be pleased to receive them, we pray, and transform them into the sacrament of our redemption, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of eternal life. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, And with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help, may this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Freedom of God's children, now let us pray to our Father as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. Forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Peace be with you. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
for those who continue to join us from home, the hospitals, nursing homes, or wherever you may be this day. Please join with me in offering the prayer for spiritual communion that you may be able to enter with our Lord. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.